Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Metal Dad Radio Show. Welcome back, kids, to another edition. We are back on the airwaves, back in the saddle after our little hiatus. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, And to my left is an empty chair where the Candyman once sat for the first time in 400 episodes. I'm flying solo, people, and I'm a little nervous about it. But the Candyman, who is off to the collegiate ranks, shall be returning at the end of the year to do our special two-episode end-of-the-year Top 20 Metal Countdown, so he'll be back soon. But for the time being, it's me, it's you, and it's Heavy Metal, and it's Iron Maiden starting us off. As Lord Gates announced, we up the irons to start off every show, and I'm sending that one out to the Candyman because I know his all-time favorite Iron Maiden record, his Seventh Son, and that's one of my favorite tracks off that record, The Evil That Men Do from Iron Maiden. All right, so some things are not going to change. After our hiatus and after losing my co-host to 400 episodes, we're still going to up the irons to start every show. Spoiler alert, we're still going to finish the show with Black Sabbath. And we're also still going to play a bunch of new stuff because I love, love, love listening to new metal, not new metal like NU metal. You know what I mean. And I love turning you guys on to some stuff that we've been listening to here. So let's do that now. Let's start with a band that's been around doing it for a long time. They just dropped a new record called Sunraven on October 18th through Nuclear Blast. The band is Grand Magus. Let's give you a track off of right now. It's the title one. It's Metal Dad Radio.
We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio Show, and that right there, new music for you guys. And that one coming from a band right up the road from me in Springfield, Massachusetts, called Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean. I really like this band a lot. And I had no idea they had a new record coming out that it just dropped on October 29th until I saw them post about it on their Facebook page. So there's that. Social media still works, I guess. Sisyphean cruelty. Say it five times fast. You'll get it right eventually. Just came out through Red Scroll Records, which is a little label here in Connecticut. And that track was called Unfit for Human Life, which it sounded like. Love it. Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean. Definitely check those guys out. Before that, we gave you a band that I really dig called Tribulation. Been a fan of these guys for a red hot minute. They've got a new record that just dropped on November 1st through Century Media Records called Sub Rosa in Aeternum. Tribulation doing a track called Tainted Skies. And starting off the block, Grand Magus, title track off their new record, Sunraven, which dropped on October 18th through Nuclear Blast. All fantastic stuff. Okay, now this middle section of the show, when the Candyman was still with us, we rotated three different types of segments. We did the Heavy Metal World Tour, the Heavy Metal Time Machine, and the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres, which the Candyman created out of thin air. I decided that I needed to switch things up somehow so that this was not a carbon copy of, you know, Candyman era shows, just minus the Candyman. So we have some new segments to this show that we're going to be unveiling over the next few weeks, including this one, which was at the behest of the Candyman when I went to him earlier this week and said, I have no idea what I'm doing with this show without you. And he said, how about this? And he said, why don't you take the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres, and when you get a genre, play one album you think is overrated, one album you think is underrated, and one album you think is a perfect fit for that genre. And I went, that's genius. Let's do that. So this is now called Overrated, Underrated, Perfect. That's the name of this segment. And our Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres has given us Gothic Doom Metal. So the whole point of the overrated and underrated portion is not that I don't like these records. Okay, let me be very clear about this. The album that's underrated, clearly I like it because I think it's underrated. The album that's overrated, I may actually like this record. And in this case, I do like this record. But I'm going by the ratings that are on Metal Archives. And I'm going to tell you guys what I think is overrated and underrated and perfect fit. So for Gothic Doom Metal, we will start with our overrated album. And it comes from a band from Sweden called Tiamat. Now, I actually like early Tiamat very much. But this album is their highest rated album on Metal Archives, and that is incorrect, which would deem this album to be overrated. The album is 1991's The Astral Sleep. It is not their best record, but it is a good record. And here's a track off it called Mountain of Doom. It's Metal Dad Radio. The sun goes down, and I don't know.
Thank you.
Metal Dad Radio. Now, if you're ever at a dinner party, if you're at our dinner party and someone says, is there a song that embodies Charles Dickens' ghost stories? Yes, there is. It's Redwater Christmas Morning by Typo Negative. I have never heard a song that has embodied a Charles Dickens ghost story the way that song has. And it comes off the album October Rust, released in August of 1996, what I view as a perfect gothic doom metal album. Perfect record. Honestly, I could have chosen almost any Typo Negative record, at least out of the first five or six. And you could have plugged one in, plug and play. Perfect gothic death metal. Before that, we gave you Anathema, which comes off an album that I believe is the underrated gothic death metal album. Excuse me, doom metal. Gothic doom metal. I keep saying death metal. I mean doom metal. Anathema Serenades is the album released in 1993 through Peaceville Records. This is like a 72 rating on Encyclopedia Metal Archives. That's not it, kids. It's way better than a 72. Their debut album. I dig this record a lot. Anathema Serenades, my underrated gothic doom metal record. And then my slightly overrated gothic doom metal record is Tiamat, The Astral Sleep, released in 1991 through Century Media. Has a 90 rating on Metal Archives. It's the highest rated Tiamat album. That is incorrect. The correct answer is Clouds. So there you go. So as my former co-host would say, that section is going to be filled with hot takes, Dad. Yeah, it is. There's three hot takes for you right there. So there you go. You can send all complaints to Cygnus Radio. They won't care, I promise. Let's go now to some albums celebrating anniversaries. I always liked this block. I decided to keep this block in here. And let's start off with a band that released an album on November 8th, 1986. That would be Exhumer, off their album Possessed by Fire. Let's give you the track Fallen Saint. It's Metal Dad Radio. In a wind blowing through Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three albums celebrating anniversaries this week. Carcass, Symphonies of Sickness, came out November 4th, 1989 on Earache Records, and we gave you Exhume to Consume, one of their greatest hits, if a grindcore band had greatest hits. Before that, Candlemass, from November 9th, 1987, Nightfall, one of the greatest doom metal records of the 80s for sure. We gave you the track Samaritan off of that album, and then before that, Exhumer, going back to 1986, November 8th, they released Possessed by Fire through Disaster Records, and we gave you the track Fallen Saint. Okay, it's time for us now to finish off the show the way we always do, is a tribute to We Believe is the first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is, this is where the Candyman would go, Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath, indeed. I'm going to give you a track off of one of the Candyman's favorite Black Sabbath records. This is Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Until next week, kids. Ha ha ha.